The product service positioning matrix has been developed to assist companies match its product and service and leverage a price premium. It's particularly suited to business-to-business companies as it recognises that a significant component of the brand position arises directly from the experience of the customer with its products and services. The model highlights the options for premium pricing and where investment would be needed to achieve this. It can be used to check that a company's strategy and the alignment of a brand fits with the market's perceptions of it. The two axes of the matrix are product superiority and service superiority. Product superiority is when products are considered to be superior if they are of a high quality, reliable, perform well, last a long time, have innovative features, and a strong reputation. Service superiority is judged by the responsiveness of the service team, their knowledge and technical capability, the ability to sort out problems quickly, their proactivity in identifying problems before they arise, and the degree to which they are on the customer's side. There are four important positions that can be identified on the matrix. The first is premium positioning, which is a high product superiority with high service superiority. A company can claim to be in this position if they're a market leader and able to charge premium prices for their offer. The second position is technical leadership, in which there is high product superiority with low service superiority. These are companies with a strong product offer but have not developed high levels of service. It's possible that some companies in this quadrant are new to the market and haven't yet developed the service offering. The third position is service leadership. This is where there's low product superiority but high service superiority. So companies in this quadrant succeed through service excellence. They may be distributors selling a range of imported products, which though not technically superior, may do a good job and have the backing of excellent service. And then there's low cost leadership. This is where there's low product superiority and low service superiority. Companies in this quadrant will have to survive through a low priced offer. Their products will be used by companies that either can't afford or will not pay for higher performing offers. The matrix enables a company to determine if its prices are right, if there's an opportunity to increase prices, if it's at risk from overcharging, if there's a gap in the market in leadership, and it has the capabilities to occupy that gap, and where it needs to invest to align and retain its position. There is only one true premium position, and that is with the consistent offer of a superior product and superior service. Let's have a look at this model in action. A chemical company wanted to understand its opportunities to charge a premium price. Primary data from a market survey was plotted to show the company's position against those of its competitors. Future positions were also anticipated, and the analysis showed that none of the suppliers occupied the premium position. The research showed that the chemical company that sponsored the study had the highest satisfaction with pricing, suggesting that there was some room for increasing prices. It also was seen to have a weaknesses in its service quality, which could threaten its long-term position in the product leadership quadrant. Using the matrix, the supplier invested in training its sales force and customer service representatives. The greater empowerment of these frontline service people made a big improvement to the perceptions of the company's service, and it moved it into that northeast quadrant. With a strong position on both product and service, the company was now in a position to charge premium prices. In another example, the model was used by a manufacturer of engines which are sold to manufacturers of large construction plant. The engine manufacturer was suffering falling revenues, competitive challenges, and expensive customer complaints in the form of warranty claims and lawsuits. Historically, the company had always occupied a premium position in the market based on its technically complex and bespoke products in this heavy industrial market. Relationships with customers and the large OEMs that made construction equipment were strained, as there was an interdependency of the companies with long-term contracts for product supply and maintenance. And the matrix enabled the company to plot a desired and stated position in the market, which was its heritage position, the fact that it had been there many years and had a strong brand, and the current market communications and website. It was also used to plot its internal company perceptions of its position and the market perceptions of its position from customers. And clear differences could be seen, most notably that the company's desired position was a long way from the position experienced by its customers. More importantly, the matrix highlighted the problems with its pricing strategy. The company's pricing was based on its desired position rather than its actual position, and this was impacting the brand image detrimentally. The company thought that it was failing to meet its premium position, it just didn't realise how bad it was. Using the matrix in internal workshops and supported by external market research, the company considered not only its pricing but the investment and actions required to rectify its position. Product innovation was necessary to iron out product problems, and this could not be achieved in a short time frame. And this led to a strategy of improving service as a short-term measure until product development could re-establish the product in the premium position in this highly technical market. So a couple of things to think about with this matrix. In business-to-business markets, product quality and service quality are critically important. Established companies can become complacent about their position and they can charge premium prices which are not justified by their products and services. So you need to use customer feedback from complaints and warranty claims and market research as a sort of reality check. In the short term, much can be improved by investing in service quality. So ask yourself what makes customers delighted about your products. Perhaps use the Kano model to find product features that will delight customers.